This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Interior Department has released the first part of its investigation into federal Indian boarding schools, including some in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland described the policies that for a century took indigenous children away from families and communities as heartbreaking. The report identified five boarding schools in Colorado. An emotional Haaland says it's not just history. The consequences of the policy are still felt in indigenous communities today in a number of ways.
Including cycles of violence and abuse, disappearance of indigenous people, premature deaths, mental health disorders, and substance abuse.
The department is launching an initiative where federal Indian boarding school survivors can share their stories and get support. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado will get an office dedicated to helping solve violent crimes against indigenous people. Research shows that indigenous people, especially women, experience higher rates of violent crime and sexual assault that often go unresolved. Governor Polis originally opposed the idea of creating a new state office, but advocates were able to compromise by trimming back their original proposal. A Defense Department report affirms the decision to move U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Alabama. Colorado's political leaders had asked for that Pentagon investigation. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The report looked at how the process for selecting the future home of Space Command was facilitated, and it says based on those criteria, Huntsville, Alabama came out on top. But Colorado's congressional delegation says a second unreleased investigation from the Government Accountability Office will show problems with the methodology of the process as a whole. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state's COVID numbers are up again. 116 Coloradans are in the hospital with COVID. That's the highest in nearly 2 months. And the state's positive test rate is close to 7.5%. It has been rising since the middle of March. More than 13,000 Coloradans have died since the start of the pandemic. This is CPR News.